Welcome back,
welcome
everyone.
Welcome to another episode of Come to Find Out.
So I am your co-host, Brittany.
And I am your co-host, Yamaris.
So, how's it going?
Everything going all right? You know, everything is fine. I can't complain, but, you know, I think day by day goes by. I feel like I'm reliving the same day, kind of.
Yeah,
it's going like a circle, same like a
day,
schedule. Like,
same day, different. What is it?
Same thing, different day.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's different day, but it's just the same thing. I'm like, when are we going to get out there again? I saw this quote, not even a quote. I call it a meme that when COVID is over, it's starting to sound like he will change. Yeah, one day he'll change.
I've seen a couple of those. Like,
well, that thing is starting to sound a little bit like,
yeah, whatever it is, it's not coming. So we're going to be talking today about mental health, but specifically around this pandemic,
Yep. This
all the names people got for the pandemic.
COVID-19.
Yeah, pandejo, all that.
You got the virus.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Because it's taken, you know, a toll on a lot of people,
for sure.
Myself included. And so we have a special guest with us here today, Miss Ashley Wright. You can introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. So I'm Ashley Wright. I am a licensed clinical mental health therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I have been working in mental health for the past 10 years.
Long time.
Yeah, I've done inpatient, outpatient, and I have my own private practice. I love working with adolescents, but yeah, COVID has definitely taken its toll on everyone in general. So yeah.
So have you seen, I'm just going to jump right in because I got all these like kind of questions.
She has all the questions.
Like, have you seen an increase like in your inpatients coming, like inpatients inquiring about your services in general or like specifically for COVID?
I would say because of COVID, it's definitely increased. You have a lot of, especially the teenagers, their outlets have been taken away from them.
Right.
So you have some who, they have a lot of issues at home. And so their outlet was going to school. That gave them a break. So now that they don't have school anymore, they're stuck at home 24 hours a day, with whatever trauma, whatever stressors, whatever triggers that they had. And it's gone. Their friends, it's gone.
Yeah.
You have the kids who are introverts, or extroverts. And a lot of their coping skills were going out, hanging with other people, going on walks, going, you know, to the gym, doing whatever it is, doing art. That's taken away from them.
Right.
So now that's driving isolation, that's driving suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideations. That is, you have kids cutting themselves, and then depression altogether. So yes, it's definitely been an influx of all of that.
I know depression has like skyrocketed, like triple.
Yeah.
After, I mean, I've read like after COVID, how's that been like with you, like what you've handled? Have you seen like it getting worse or just kind of like?
Definitely it's gotten worse, especially with the drugs as well.
Drug abuse has been.
The outlets have been taken away.
Right.
So now it's like, okay, so what?
All ages or teenagers?
All ages.
That's what I thought.
Not just teenagers.
All ages.
All ages.
I know I done had a couple bottles of wine more than normal in my recycling bin.
Right. It's like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Right? This has been going on. It's about to be March. So it's about an entire year. Right. You have couples who aren't used to being around each other 24 hours a day. So relationships are really being tested. People are really finding out, like, I really don't like you that much.
I don't want
to
be
with someone who was like going to invite me to a wedding, I believe like at the end of last year. And they had been together for like 10 years.
Okay.
And he told me like, oh yeah, the wedding's off. But I was thinking, I thought he meant like they were rescheduling it because of COVID. He was like, no, they broke up. So you mean somebody were together for 10 years and then boom, COVID.
So y'all didn't know each other for 10 years?
Just like,
because think about it. Your job is really like your first home.
Yeah.
You spend more time at work than you do at home.
Yes.
You know, you're at home for a couple hours, you eat, take a shower, go to bed, then you get up and you're out the door. So now literally you have to look at this other person 24 hours a day. People are working from home. There's no sunlight. Like,
ooh, especially in the winter.
oh my god.
I mean, so for me, I felt like my story has been a little bit different in terms of, like, I wasn't as isolated mm-hmm. as most people. So I have, before COVID, I was doing kind of two and a half, three kind of different businesses. So I'm an esthetician, so I was doing that. So okay. that got shut down. I do the health education, like I mentioned to you before. So I would go out to the schools. So of course, couldn't go to schools. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, my other thing was like, I did Airbnb. So then nobody was coming to, you know, so that was all of my streams of income
yeah.
that were done for. And so it was a blessing. I'm still trying to get out of it now, but it was a blessing in the beginning that I decided to go back to an old job because I just needed some benefits. Yeah. So I was like, let me go back to one of my old jobs. And so I'd made that decision at the end of January, and I started literally the week of the lockdown in March. Mm. And so I'm going out, I'm doing, like, I'm training, I'm going to work every day. So I remember my mom, she, you know, called me one day and she was like, oh, I'm just checking on you. Cause she was like, you know, of my family. She's like, yeah, I'm really thinking about you and grandma. Cause we're the only two that live alone versus the rest of the family lives with someone. Yeah. So I'm just checking on y'all. Cause you're the two that are like isolated and don't have anyone, you know, living with us and to talk to all the time. And I was like, Ma, you gotta remember I'm going to work. I think at that time, no one else in the family, I don't know. I'm going to work every day. I'm not sure who's schedule was affected, but I know I was going every day.
Yeah.
So I didn't have as much, I don't feel like I've experienced as much of the isolation part. I miss my friends, but I mean, I was going out.
But you were still socializing with people, yeah. even if it was, you know, at minimum. At work.
Yeah.
But then you brought up a huge thing is that, you know, your income had decreased. Right? You had lost three businesses. And that's another change that people have been going through. Like, they've lost their jobs. How are they going to pay their bills? How are they going to feed their kids?
Right.
You know, their cars are getting repossessed. That's another stressor. So on top of that, you're at home. You mm-hmm. don't have a job. You have these kids who you're trying to homeschool. You don't know how to teach your kids. A lot of people don't know how to teach their kids, or they can't, you know, depending on what their kids are dealing with. And then you're trying to help them. They're driving you crazy. You're running around. You're trying to keep them focused. But at the same time, you're depressed.
Right.
Right.
Or so ones who are working, they're working from the adults working Ooh. From home and trying to school the parents.
That's like the teachers, right? The teachers who have kids. So it's like, they're yeah. trying to teach and
teach their kids. Yeah.
Right.
So, like, I didn't go to school for childhood education. Like, I don't know how to teach no kids.
For me, it was like a little different. I had kind of like, I feel like I've had both situations where at first when like COVID started, yeah. I mean, I took it serious. I started working from home, but I was still like doing stuff, not around a lot of people, but I was still keeping myself busy. I had people like my close friends come over the house every weekend. Like, I was like, I need to keep myself busy and people around me to feel like it's still a normal weekend without COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, during the summer, I was going out. I was going out to lakes. I was at mm-hmm. little house parties. And it got to a point that I was drinking a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That was my coping mechanism. And not that I was trying out any drugs or anything like that, but, you know, either like smoking weed or anything to like take my mind away from it. Because even though I was working, it's not like the career path that I've been wanting to shift into and do full time.
Yeah.
And since everything has stopped, now it's like the whole world has stopped. There's not that many opportunities. Everything's becoming really virtual.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's kind of been hard for a lot of people because I've heard that a lot. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm like, yo, welcome. You're riding the same wave I'm riding. And a lot of people feel like that, like, I'm not moving. My life is not moving. I feel like I'm repeating the same day over and over and over again.
It's like Groundhog's Day, right? Mm-hmm. With COVID. Because what really has changed? I mean, you have a lot of people, especially if you have, you know, family members who are sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't left the house. And they haven't had their kids come over. Or having to find a new career. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, but I also think that COVID has been, as much as it's been a bad thing, I think it's also been a good thing, right? Yeah. Because it's made people sit back and actually take a moment to focus on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, we're so used to going and moving and moving mm-hmm. that we don't take the time mm-hmm. to sit back and it's like, who am I?
Yes.
Like, what right. do I Very really true. Want to do, do with my life? People were actually benefiting from the unemployment. And so, you know, they didn't have a job, but they have some income coming in. Okay, maybe I can go back, take this time to do what my passion really is. The parents who are working 24/7. Okay, you know what? I don't get to spend a lot of time with my kids. So now I actually get a chance to spend time with my kids. I get to know my kids. I get to know my spouse. And so I think it's always, you know, we have to think about it as changing our language and not always being so negative. And looking at the negative, but it's like, okay, what's the positive? What can I gain from this? And when you change your insight and you change the way you think about things, your mood starts to change, right? And you're like, okay, you know what? It's not that bad, right? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, especially in the beginning, we were all finding new ways to do things. Cause I'm just thinking like, with our family, we did it. We only did it once. We probably should have done it again, but we did like a virtual like game night. Right. We've never done that before. Like, so we, and then we had some bumps in the road because we got, you know, all ages. We had the kids and teenagers and up to my grandmother, but we all figured it out. We, I think we did Zoom or Google Duo, one of those apps, and we all are on there together doing game night. Like that, we, you know, you, we found ways, you made new innovative ways to do things. And so, you know, we all adapt.
You have to adapt, right? Think outside the box. Like you said, you went to the lake. And it's funny, our culture, right? We don't necessarily, you don't hear about us actually going to the lakes. We don't have lake houses.
Yeah.
A lot of my privileged children, their families have lake houses. So they have the beach houses. And so it's like, all right, well, yeah, you know, because of COVID, you know, I can't go hang out with my friends, but my mom and dad and my grandparents, we're going to go to our beach house. I was like,
excuse me.
All right.
Well, that
was the backyard.
But they're like, hey, it's just the beach house.
It's just the beach house. Like, I mean, that's what they're used to. Like, so it's like nothing to them.
Yeah. But it's nice to actually see, you know, a lot of, you know, African Americans actually going, like, all right, let's go get outdoors. Let's go for some walks. Let's go to the beach, even if it is for a day or two, or go to the lakes. I'm from Michigan. And so a lot of my family, my friends were actually going to like, they were going up there to the lakes, which is like a couple hours away from us. But they had never been.
Yeah,
like, you've been in Michigan your whole life. Right. You've never been. But they're like at the sand dunes and they're just having fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you guys for getting out and, you know, thinking outside of the box of ways to, you know, be outside, be outdoors, but also communicate with each other, right? And interact with each other. So
that's good.
What has been like your advice? Like, I mean, like with your job, are you more on the phone talking to people?
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
My main job at night, yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
And a lot of it is because they're so stuck in the house, they don't know what to do. And it's like, my coping skills are gone. The coping skills that I had, I can no longer do. Okay. That's people used to having people around them so much. They're not used to being by themselves. So it's like, okay, so what is it? What in the house brings you peace? What calms you down? Is that music? You know, is it going on YouTube and looking up comedy shows? People are so quick to go to the internet for negative things. It's like you can find the most negative thing or music. It's like, oh, I'm sad. So what do you put on? If you're sad, you're putting on what? The sad
music.
So it's like, no, like if you're sad, okay, yeah, maybe it may be a song that may make you feel good for a second, but no, let's put on something that's actually going to get you out of that mood. That's going to make you smile. That's going to make you dance, you know, putting on Just Dance, finding a movie, anything. Going out into your backyard, start gardening, do something that you've always wanted to do. This past summer, I started gardening with my daughter and I didn't think that it was something that I actually would enjoy doing, but oh my gosh, I loved it so much. Right. We went out and got a trampoline because she can't go to the parks. And so she's in the backyard. They're jumping on the trampoline. So it's really having people think outside of their box and using the things that they already have that they probably didn't even think about before. And so usually when you get them to like, okay, start conversing with them and get them thinking about the things that they have, they're like, oh, okay, you know what? I can do that. So,
have you had those people that like, oh, well, I've already tried all that?
Oh, yeah. And so those are your people's like, okay, you just want, what can I do? What can I do? How can I help you?
Because you surely did not try every thing.
I've tried it all.
My job is not to give you all the answers, but my job is to support you and encourage you and open up different doors so that hopefully you can walk through it. I'm not here to give you the answers. You know yourself better than I do. So I need you to help me. But I'm going to open the doors. I'm going to ask the right questions to get you to thinking. Yeah. Right.
I swore I was going to. I went, I saw some, like, on Instagram or whatever. I think it might be Twitter. And these girls had all made, like, these really cute, like, outfits. And they were all knitted. I said, ooh, I'm going to learn how to knit. I ran to Walmart, got me some yarn and whatever the little needles are called. That yarn's still sitting, there.
But unraveled.
It was cheap. I did learn how to do the, you know, the loops and the hooks. I don't know the correct terminology, but that was, people always ask, what's a new hobby that you, you know, got over COVID? And it's like, I didn't really get any new hobbies, but I did try.
The sheet, and you can actually look it up. It's called 99 Coping Skills, and it's 99 different activities or different things that you may not have even thought to try and just to do, whether it's like baking or baking a cake or baking cupcakes from scratch, doing your hair, dyeing your hair, just anything. Like, it's so many different things on that list, but it's like, I'm like, go to Google 99 Coping Skills, look through it and circle of things that you may want to try. This is the perfect time to do it. What is your excuse?
Yeah.
Like, what is your excuse?
Had a girl the other day, I just got my hair done the other day, and she was saying, like, oh, she, for her, it was her hair. She was finally able, like, to learn her natural curl pattern, and, like, because she in the house anyway, like, she, you know, she took time and learned how to do her actual, you know, curls and learn her products, all that kind of stuff, and like it was kind of her hobby. Like, she learned because she wasn't going anywhere, and, like, you can ride that, like, awkward phase out in the house anyway. So that's what she told me. It's like, yeah, I just spent that time, you know. For me, it's been tough because traveling is one of my coping skills. Like, I'm awesome. I mean,
might as well
struggle right now. Like, even when I'll just drive to the beach. I might even talk of nothing crazy, like, you know, hop on a flight. I'll just drive to Wilmington in a heartbeat and just go sit. Now, obviously, it's been wintertime, so I probably wouldn't have done it either way if it was wintertime. But I've been itching to do it now.
Especially, like when COVID started, was in March. It was like, nobody is flying. Nobody.
Like, you know, anybody, my family in general, we all travel a lot. But, like, I ain't been on no plane. Like, we did go to Wilmington as a family, and I did fly there. But, I mean, that's like we was in the air for 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. But so before that, like, I haven't been anywhere since last January. That was my last, like, international trip. And I'm like, okay, I can't go nowhere. God. I can't do anything.
And that's also, like, is in your state. What can you do in your state? So, you know, North Carolina, there's so many mountains. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I've been wanting to get out there and just, like, drive to the different mountains and just start hiking. It's like, why not?
Yeah.
What is your excuse?
Oh my God, I feel bad for complaining because I feel like I've been out the country and I've flown and I've been hiking. I went to the beach throughout this whole thing.
No, but that's good. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, maybe there's some people that actually haven't been able to do so, and it's been messing, like, with their heads. And I'm like, I've done it and it's still messing with my head. So I'm just like, that's an issue as well.
Well, it's not an issue. It's as long as you are acknowledging it, you're able to, you have the awareness and say, you know what, dang, I have been able to do these things, right? I'm blessed to be able to do these things, but at the same time, some things are still taken away from me, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I was going to ask you, like, even like with people that are now having to be at home, have you gotten like questions regarding like, oh, I was like an extrovert and now like I'm an introvert, like I don't want to even leave my house, I want to be secluded, or I don't even, I have anxiety, I don't like to be around people, like,
yeah,
I,
they have developed that social anxiety. They have there was a mom actually who was talking about her daughter, her younger daughter who's 8, and she said that her daughter, it was usually an extrovert, she was always hanging out with her friends, she was always talking, playing, everything. But now she gets online, she will not talk. If they go to the store, she will not leave her mom's side. Like, she is just silent. So she's, her attachment, you know, she has this abnormal attachment to her mom at 8, right? Mm-hmm. Usually 8-year-olds are like off and about. Yeah. She's like, I don't know what happened. So her daughter has just been, especially kids here, they listen.
Yeah, that's all everybody's talking about.
So, you know, if they're hearing it on the news, they're hearing their parents talking, they get scared.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And they don't know, like, am I going to die if I catch COVID? All these old people are dying around me. I can't go to school. But if I do go, like, what can happen? Mm-hmm. And so she started to internalize it, and now she's not talking. Mm-hmm. Right? And you do have the people who have the phobias and the OCDs. I have a friend who she's like OCD super duper clean. Like, she calls it, she says she has a disorder because, like, she's just that clean. And we are going to Alabama next weekend. Just 3 of us, my close friends. And I'm flying. If it's over 3.5 hours,
she said I'm flying.
We don't. I don't drive. It's over 3.5 hours. I can't do it. I can't do it. And she's like, "Well, you're not going to ride with me." I'm like, "No, ma'am." I was like, "No, ma'am." And she's like, "Well, I can't fly." She's like, "Because all that recycled air." And she's like, "You know what? If I catch COVID," I said, "Listen." Listen, hey, she's like, and I can't take my, she's like, and I can't take all my cleaning products to clean the hotel with me. So I'm just going to drive. I said, okay, I'll meet you there. The flight is like 30 minutes. I'll meet you there.
She's going
right?
to have a whole grocery store in her bag.
That's just, and that's just how she is, yeah. right?
And that's fine for you, sis. But I'm going to fly. Like, I understand that that's how you feel. And that's.
Yeah. So, you know, is COVID has definitely had its effect on different people, especially. I feel bad, especially for like my teenagers who struggle with social anxiety. School, you know, that was like an exercise that we did to get them and working them through getting to school and going up the steps and taking baby steps to get in there. So now it's like, well, see what happens? I don't even have to go to school anymore now. I don't have to leave my room. And society's grown that way anyway.
Yeah,
right?
I hate people.
I hate people. I don't want to be around people. And now it's like, okay, I go to school from home. I can go to work from home. I can have my groceries delivered to me.
Oh my God.
I can have Amazon have everything that I need in the world delivered to me, and I never have to leave my house.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's so not healthy.
We're so pampered.
That sounds terrible.
Right?
Now, I did do curbside pickup for the first time with my groceries, and it was nice. But yeah.
Imagine getting used to that.
To be out. Yeah. I mean, I did it now. I had COVID, and I think I did the curbside pickup right before, but I had it like over Christmas. So for me, it was kind of like depressing because I literally started not to feel good the Tuesday before Christmas. I had like a little tickle in my throat, and then that next Wednesday I had started to have some body aches. I'm like, all right. And Christmas Eve was the next day, and our family, we get together on Christmas Eve, and so I was like, well, let me try to go get a rapid test real quick and make sure before I go, you know, to our parents' house. And so they wouldn't give me a rapid test because they said I didn't have symptoms for enough symptoms long enough.
Which kills me.
I told her, I said, oh, that's not true or whatever. Like, I work in public.
Oh, you want me to lie? Like, yeah, I did.
And my friend was telling me, he was like, well, say you got the lost taste of smell. Because he had it, and he had it earlier that month. And he was saying, tell them you have the taste of smell, and then they'll give you, because you can just have body aches and it could be anything.
Yeah.
And so, but I'd already said that I had the cough. Mm-hmm. I had a cough and kind of some aches. And so I'd already told them. So
but that's crazy. They should have still, with that, they should have tested you because those are like your rollout symptoms anyway. Right. So
they were like, you haven't had, because I'd only had it at that point since the day before. Mm-hmm. So 2 days and two symptoms. And they were like, that's not enough. And she's like, if we tested you rapid right now, we'll come back negative anyway. And I'm just like, girl, all right. So I got, you know, I got the test, but I still didn't know. So now, boom, that's Christmas Eve. I've got to stay home. Christmas Day. Had to call out from work because I was supposed to work on Christmas night. And then New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, I was still out. So it was just like I missed, you know, all the holidays. The little outlets you could have had to see some family possibly, you know, I didn't get to do. And so it was just like, well, all right, bring in the new year, at the house. I FaceTimed my mom like a little bit after, you know, after midnight, but it was just like, all right, whatever with COVID. Yeah. But it, you know, I was blessed that I had a mild. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But I know people are, you know, very nervous about, you don't know how it's going to, you know, affect everybody's different, you know. And I try to remember that everybody's handling it different because people, it has shown me how people can act when they are scared. And so I try to remember that with different people that I've interacted with, you know, that this is, you know, fear.
And that is okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't know what, people's situation is.
Yeah.
Or who, if their immune system is, you know, or family members or whatever. So everybody has a right to react to it how they want to react to
absolutely.
It. So you just have to be sensitive and, to everybody's situation. Right.
And then I just thought, I thought about this just now, but like on top of COVID, right? Because for me, I had to finally admit, I was like, I think I got some depression going on here. And for me, I noticed it over the summer. And I think initially it was from, so it's like on top of, you know, COVID, you have whatever you were already dealing with life. And so I think it was another situation. But then this summer was all of like the racial tensions. And like, so it was just like everything was going on. You got, you know, the, of course, the George Floyd situation and then Breonna Taylor and every other thing. And so it was just a lot, you know, going on.
This was
and it
was a like rough
it was
year.
Just sad. I was just sad.
2020 was rough.
2020 was rough.
It was just like, okay, I'm just like, you don't want to, I don't really watch the news like the TV, but you know, for social media, it might as well be the news. So it's like, it's everywhere you look. It's death over here with COVID. It's death over here with, you know, police brutality. It was just like, where's the escape from, like,
where's the good news?
Like, is anything good happening?
And that's where you have to kind of create your environment, right? You got to create your safe space. Yeah. And your safe haven.
I had to take a step back.
Yeah, you have to.
For me, it was from Instagram. That was kind of the one where I was definitely not as active on there over the summer. And also, it was a kind of a catch 22 with business, because by that time, with me being an esthetician, I was able to open back up by June. June or July. But I really wasn't in the headspace to be like, it felt
weird,
superficial or whatever, to be posting about, hey, come get your facial. And it's like, we are here with, like, you know, black boxes. And
but that's a good, but so that's a like, good coping skill though. Right.
But then that was also affected my business, because I wasn't,
you weren't
so then
posting.
It was like, so I wasn't posting. So I wasn't getting clients, and now I'm not getting money. So now it's like, it was a cycle, but it just felt like just silly when this, not even so much the COVID part, but at that time it was heavy. Like, you know, everybody's riled up about this thing, and this particular, at that time it was George Floyd. I don't think Breonna Taylor had happened quite yet.
Yeah.
But it just felt like, this is not important to be talking about.
Yeah.
But then it was just a spiral of more and more and more, and just like, okay. And I was just like, okay, I'm just out here crying all the time.
Yeah.
Just been, so that's when I had to realize, like, okay,
it may be a little bit more.
Yeah,
going
it's a lot going on. Yeah. And so, you know, I just know that was kind of I know some of that was COVID, but it was all part the second half of like 2020 was, for me, it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, when I looked in my recycling bin, it was a couple extra, you know, wine bottles in there.
How many wine bottles
than normal.
It was funny. My neighbors, well, they actually live like diagonal from me, but they were outside in their backyard. So I can look over and look into their backyard. And they built, like, they went out and bought like a cabana or whatever. And I heard the lady, she was so loud, but I was like, hey, she was like, you know what? If it wasn't for alcohol, I wouldn't have made it through this, through this pandemic. And I was like, you know what? Like, hey, you get it how you live. If it's not affecting your everyday life and you can still get up and function, hey, you cope however you need to. Like, so, you know, I get it.
I get it.
I've been around people that have been coping in different ways. So it's been pretty interesting to be like, oh, that's how you're coping? Interesting. Someone is doing drinking, smoking, exercising, coming up with podcasts. People are starting YouTube.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to find a hobby.
And that's okay. That's what you should. Like, I know my husband, he's an extrovert, so he likes to get out. Like, he's usually out and about, and he's not used to working from home, but he's been working from home since, I think, about March as well. And you can just see it on his face. Like, he's like literally like going crazy. And we like pretty much turned our garage into a gym. And although he was doing that, he was like, I can't wait for the gym to open back up. I'm going crazy in this house. And I'm just like, okay, as soon as the gym opened back up, he was on it literally every day. And you could just see like his face open back up, and he was happy again because he had another outlet. Yeah. Right. So
I wish I was one of the people that when I get stressed working out makes me feel better. Like, I wish that was my coping. I'm getting into working out now, but I don't enjoy it. Like, it's not like a, let me go run to the gym. That's not mine. I wish it was.
My coping one is going out to different restaurants. I just like eating, trying out different restaurants. That's like my way. Like, let's get cute and just go eat. Go back home.
And that's okay. Mine is like going to different coffee shops.
Oh, I
like
love that
I'll
one.
Go to different coffee shops like every Thursday before I actually go to the office. I stop at a different coffee shop and just to go see like, what do they have? Yeah. What's different? If it's something I like, is it where I'm going to go, you know, repeat? So yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah. I feel like I started, even though I'm not like hardcore working out, but I did start going on walks a lot more, especially in the beginning when it was still, you know, we still didn't really know quite what was going on. And I would just go for walks because I was at my new job, but I had a different schedule all the time. So I would come in sometimes later. like at 11 or 12. So earlier in the morning, I would just go for a walk, just walk around the neighborhood. That's when I would kind of FaceTime different people because I was out and about. But that was my time to just, because we still were, even though I was going to work, other than that, I still wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. Right? So I'm just going to work, go home. So I was like, you know, let me get some fresh air. Like it was March, April, so it was still nice. And I kind of have carried that on. Like I would sometimes go to the park. Like I went this morning, I'll just go to the park and walk around just to be out. Even though it's cold, I just bundle up. But I just need some air.
Air, yeah.
You know? I think we all do.
And I don't know. I'm going to assume this was like anxiety. I don't know that I've ever like had it before to know if that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But like I was at, you know, work one night and just, I just felt like I needed air. Like, and so I just had to go outside and just like, on top of having to wear a mask all the time. So it's like,
oh my God. Breathe.
That creates anxiety. That's
it started because I was just looking for another job because I work third shift and I'm tired all the time. So that was another layer. Like I'm just tired. And so I'm at work looking at jobs and you got the mask on. And then I was like, I could just feel it rising. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I went outside.
Panic attack and it's okay.
And just the feeling like just dramatic snatch the mask off. Like I just need some air. I felt like my mother, because I know she says, I just need some air. But just to go out and just to feel, and you know, for me, I can't do as much because when I go outside, it's nighttime. It's, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm at work. But I just like, let me go outside for a second and just do some deep breathing. Yeah, yeah, I had to.
Breathing, some grounding. And that's another thing also, like grounding. A lot of, I do with my people that call in. Mm-hmm. Grounding skills with them. Mm-hmm. And people don't even realize, like, what's grounding? I'm like, okay, when you focus on just a small thing, whether it's, you know, looking at the carpet and looking at the small patterns on the carpet or counting the tiles on the floor, people don't even realize that's grounding. That's grounding you. That's bringing you back into the present moment. Because when you are having a panic attack or anxiety attack, you kind of stop breathing. You stop thinking. Mm-hmm. It's something that kind of gets you stuck. And so trying to focus on something else or taking a shower. That's another one I tell a lot of them to do. Go take a shower.
Oh, I thought you said take a shot. I'm like,
hey, if you need to go take a shot, take a shower.
You know where my mind is at. I really thought that's what you said. I'm like, oh, wow. That's very upfront.
They don't take one shot. They usually end up taking three or four. And then they're calling me back talking, who knows what they're talking about.
Take a shot.
No, take a shower. Like, take a shower, take a hot shower, take a cold shower, drink something, eat something.
Yeah.
Anything that's going to distract you from whatever it is that's going on is what you want to do. So, yeah.
Would it be considered, this is a little bit, I guess, tangent, but I saw something a couple times where this man was saying if you were having an anxiety attack, like bite a lemon or something.
Yeah.
Would that be considered grounding? Because you're focusing, it takes your attention off of
eating. Yep.
You can eat anything.
The five senses.
Okay.
Any of the five senses, when you focus on those, that helps ground you.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I think in that, I mean, obviously that would be taste, but I think they were saying like to just like bite into it because it's so strong and they were biting even into the skin.
Like, but it's going to, it's sour, right? So it's going to shock you for a second, like, oh.
And kind of bring you out of.
Or even like smell. You have some people that keep like lavender.
Eucalyptus.
Yep. Like when I was taking my licensure exam years ago, I realized the first time I took it, I failed it because I was so anxious. I didn't even realize I was like, I have anxiety. Like I had no idea. I was in that and I knew it. I studied my tail off. I was at work every day studying my butt off. And literally I got in there and my leg was shaking. And I was like, what is going on? Like, but I was so anxious that I ran out of time. And I'm like, I knew this. And so the next time when I went back in there, I had lavender and I put lavender on my wrist. And so when I felt myself starting to get worked up, I just smelled it, took a second, deep breathing, went back at it. So, yeah.
It's good for stress relief. I mean, that's what it's going for.
Yeah.
No, that is good. I realized I didn't really, I make some body products. And I realized that I didn't like lavender. I thought I did.
What?
Until I started making stuff and I was like, wait a minute, I don't think I love this smell as much as I thought I did, but I know for a lot of people it is like,
I have
you know,
a friend like that. She does not like lavender.
And I was
like,
I was surprised because when I started making them, I made a couple batches of lavender and I was like, wait a minute, I don't like this, but it ain't for me. Somebody else, you know, might like it. I love eucalyptus. I love eucalyptus. It's like, oh, this is number Vicks.
That's good. Vicks fixes everything.
Yeah.
You got a headache? Go smell Vicks.
I heard a lot of people, this is like a tangent, but It's like your family from like Caribbean,
Dominican Republic.
So I've heard a lot of
that's
people.
What, that's like, why I say put Vicks on everything. I'm like, ever. You want me to swallow this? So what do you want me to do?
Yeah. I mean, we just used to put it on our chest, but I do. Yeah. I have heard that before. That's why I
Dominicans all the time.
Yeah, my Dominican friend. Vicks.
I'm like, yo, that doesn't fix my life. Life falling apart. Go get some Vicks.
Yeah. Well, Miss Ashley, we really appreciate you coming out, talking to us. You know, giving us some coping skills and
the
such. Let us know where we can find you if you have social media, website.
My baby is like, it's there, it's flourishing. But my private practice is called A Chance to Flourish Counseling. Okay. My website, I'm actually working on it. It should be done by the end of the week. I'm not one of those people that like just put up something just to have it up there.
Of course.
No. So as of right now, you can reach me at, my phone number is 980-272-0651. And also my email is achancetoflourishcounseling@gmail.com. Please reach out to me. I'd rather you call me anyway so that we can actually talk and we kind of figure out what's going on, how I can help you or better serve you. I work with like adolescents, young adults, men. I do individual, I do family counseling, all of it.
Do you do like in person or virtual?
I do have an office. So for those who prefer, because right now there are some people who don't want to do virtual.
Yeah.
So I will go into the office for a couple of my clients, but so I'm in person and I do virtual as well. Okay. So yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate you coming. We'll take a time for our sponsors. Come to find out. Brought to you by Inner Elite Network.
Yes.
We'll be back.
All
right. So, Yamara, said you. Do you feel like you, like personally, experienced any changes in your mental health throughout?
Yeah, 100%. That's kind of what I mentioned at first, that I feel like I've gone through different stages of like COVID, where at first I was still like, it was like, oh shoot, this is what's happening. But I wasn't like treating it like it was like nothing, but I was still finding ways to still go out and be out to keep my mind, you know, just doing something occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like during the summer, everything I was going out, I was like, AKA, let's say, partying. I was drinking, just socially with the people I had already been around. So I knew that they weren't like, they didn't have the virus. You know, people got tested. And then towards the end of 2020, I've calmed down. Like, I was at home. I wasn't being around too many people. I wasn't hanging out. I wasn't doing as much. And that's where I felt like I had to sit with myself a whole lot more. And I mean, I'm 27. I feel like I've already kind of like found myself. It's not like I was finding who I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, all right, use your time wisely.
Right.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Because at first I wasn't using my time wisely.
Yeah. Because it's been, you know,
all
we had was time.
Yeah, all we had is time. And I even decided to go back to school, like take online classes. I was like, why not now? Like everything that I'm doing is from home. If I'm gonna take online classes, are gonna be from home. So that's what I mean. Like I went through different shifts through like COVID. I was good, I was bad, and then it was more so like, all right, come to yourself. Like be with yourself. I mean, I live by myself, so it was more so like, what does your marriage like to do? What does your marriage enjoy? What do I want to do? What are my goals to push myself to do them? But I still go out here and there. Like I said, like I try out like restaurants. Like that's my way of coping. And I take little trips here and there as much as I can. Of course, safety. So, I mean, it definitely has had its up and down. I don't think I would say I have been depressed, but I have had my moments where I've been really sad. And I've questioned, like, when is this going to end? Or where's my career going?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to grow as a person? Because I get bored easily.
Yeah.
That's one of my, like, downfalls. I get bored very easily. And I feel like I always have to be on the go, like, doing something. Because I'm always like, there's a whole world out there. There's so much more out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm missing out on it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I'm missing out on it. And then, of course, social media. You get on it. I don't really compare myself on social media. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you have those people that look that they're still doing stuff. They're still working. They're still getting gigs.
Mm-hmm.
They're still getting money. And I'm like, what am I missing? I gotta be doing something. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. So it definitely has had its ups and downs, but so far in 2020, I mean, it's been decent. Yeah. I can't compare. What about you?
I've definitely bounced back, like, this year. Like, I've had moments throughout my life. I've had little moments here. Mm-hmm. I've never felt like I was actually, like, depressed, but I've had moments, but I was able to pull myself out of it. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like this time it was way harder for me to pull myself out. But by the end of the year, and it's already that time where you begin to start reflecting, like, at the end of any year. So at the end of December, I was like, okay, look, enough. Yeah. Like, it's been 6 months. You took your time. All right. And so we got to start shifting gears. And I think I've done a good job at this point. You know, we're still early first quarter of 2021. But I feel like I'm definitely back on the upswing, way better than I was. So I feel like things have definitely gotten better, like 1,000%. Yeah. I still wish I could go to the beach. Because I remember in the beginning, when they started to, like, debate whether to open up beaches, mm-hmm. and people were going back and forth, like, well, you still shouldn't be going to the beach because people are not going to be 6 feet. Like, it's COVID, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, how is going to the beach different than going to the grocery store? Like,
it is, we can still go to the grocery store, yeah.
and you can be spread out. Like, I didn't go to the beach, but I'm saying if I had gone, I wasn't going to be all up on the next person. So I'm like, to me, the beach would have been the perfect place to go to kind of still be out, but still be separate from people. You can still be with your household. Now, that the household part was always the hard part for me, when it's like, you know, you can go places with your household. Well, my household is just me. I don't have anybody else, but, you know, but I'm hoping to get to the beach soon. At this point, I don't even care if it's cold. Like, I need some ocean waves.
Yeah.
I've been lately, before I go to work, I turn on on Amazon, they have those, yes, like the waves, yes, crashing.
Oh my God, we're like, such a like.
Like, that's
come
just,
to find out.
Tell me. Like, that's just my little way until I can really get to a real one. And it's like, on the screen, it's like nighttime. And it has like the moon out. It's so pretty. But like, I'm just going to listen to some waves until I can hear some real ones. But because the beach is like my happy place.
Yeah.
And so it being taken away from me was a lot. So hopefully I can get back. At this point, I know they're open and stuff, but it's just cold.
So, yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to go down to Miami or something.
Look, and I got a flight voucher. Look, because back when the flight started to like drop, the beginning of COVID, like, so what, COVID started in March. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends snatched up some flights to Vegas. Ooh. For Memorial Day weekend. So last May.
Because
that was cute when we thought it was gonna be over by, look, this is in March, we thought it was gonna be over by May. And so once we realized that, you know, we weren't going to be able to go anywhere, I have a flight voucher now. Okay. That was good through the end of December 2021 this year.
Gotcha.
So I'm sitting here like, well, I got to go Miami. And I'm really like right now needing somewhere to go. Like, I literally just put some PTO in. Like, I just need. Because I work a lot of weekends. So I'm like, look, I'm about to go somewhere. And I have my moments where I just like to travel like by myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking wherever I go next might be like a solo trip. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. Just like when I go to the beach, I go by myself. Or if it's just, I don't know, somewhere.
Big ups to you for that. I don't know how to travel by myself. I've never tried it. I always had to have at least one person. So big ups to you.
I think everybody should just once in their life.
Well, we
pray. I mean, you be careful and stuff, but. Yeah, I had a friend ask me, like, oh, do you, like, he lives in another country, and he was like, oh, do you think it's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to travel anytime soon? And I'm like,
I'm going to make this happen.
But he lives in Europe, so I'm like,
I mean,
no, we're not welcome there.
Us.
Yeah, so I'm like, no.
I feel like I saw somebody go to London and come back.
Because that's the, the Brexit, like, they're not a part of the
That's UK.
European. They're not a part of the European Union anymore.
Oh.
So I think we're not welcome. And I could be wrong, but I think we're not welcome to the European Union.
Oh.
And they exited out of that. So okay. We can go there.
Oh,
I'm about but to we can't go. I don't think we can go anywhere else in the European Union right now.
I miss Paris.
So we can go, like, you know, everybody's going to Mexico. And
oh, yeah. I was there. That was my first. I was like, I'm out.
Are you in Tulum?
I was in Tulum.
So, yeah. And like, I know other places that are open. It seems like it's more like south.
Yeah.
I don't know where else.
I like they had, well, Cancun is one of them kind of, but you know, but Tulum was the popping place.
Yeah.
the Tulum, everybody, you already knew. If you was out of the country, where you at? Tulum.
Yep.
And then Cabo. Yeah. Cabo came a thing.
And I know people, like, I saw a video, like, I was thinking about going to Puerto Rico, because thinking it would be still easier. Yeah. But Puerto Rico, and then I was hearing Hawaii, they both were having, like, you had to, this was kind of like summertime-ish. I think they might have changed now, but it was, you had to go and do a 14-day quarantine. All right,
that's
so it's like, well, I wasn't trying to come here for that long. Like, so by the time you get there, you have to stay for 14 days quarantine before you can even go and do anything. I know, so strange. I mean, who has the time to go somewhere for that long? So, but I think they've eased up on it now. A lot of places, you just have to have a negative test within like 3 days. Mm-hmm. I know now if you go out the country and you come back in, you have to have,
yeah, some places have a like testing sites. I saw like people posting on their my Instagram on their story, like, oh, we're taking a test, we go back into the States. I'm like,
hey. Some people I've seen are, they have to do it themselves. I can't, I don't think I can COVID test myself. I can't put no,
wait, how are they doing? Oh,
man. Just put up their nose.
You can do it. You can do. I thought now you didn't have to put it all the way in, because last time I got tested, the girl was like, "Oh, I didn't. You don't have. We don't have to go all the way up anymore."
The last time
I was like, "Girl, I got them things up in my nose 3 times already. Man, put them thing in it."
The first time I went, like, did it. She was so sweet too. Like, she did one nostril, and I kind of, she kept talking to me, and I talked through it, and that helped. The second time, I got tested, like, 4 times. The second time I went to that like place where I got a rapid one, and they do both nostrils. And I was like, I wasn't prepared. I thought it was always both. One. So they do both, but they don't go up as far.
Gotcha.
Or they do, but they do it faster. And then I went to, because I work for like the hospital system here, so they do one. So then I went there and got the one. And the time I tested positive, I mean, he was all the way up in my nose. And so I'm just saying, if it was like that, I don't think I could do that myself. Because it's not comfortable. I feel like it's hard to hurt yourself, and it's not fun. So, but hopefully, you know, I'm hoping, since I've had it, I'm good. You think, are you going to do the vaccine?
Why are you be reading my mind? You'll be knowing, because I was going to ask him the same question. I don't know who said this. I don't think it was you, but whoever said it, if you hear this, you said it. So quotes to you. We put so much inside our body that we have no idea where it comes from, what it is.
Did I say that?
What can do to us? Why am I gonna be against a vaccine that, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know what's in it. But every day I'm putting something in my body that I don't know what it is.
And so for me, I was never against it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I was ever like running to the front of the line.
Yeah,
to
get me it. Either. Now, I might be in the back.
Right before I had COVID, because I'm a healthcare worker, I got an email that I could start like, not applying, but you like put information mm-hmm. in to get in line to get the vaccine. So I think, because I've had coworkers that have gotten it, I think that I could have gotten it relatively soon, but then boom, I got COVID.
Yeah.
And so my only thought now is, I was just talking to somebody about this. Was this? I don't know, my brother. I don't know. But I was just like, if I had the flu,
mm-hmm.
would I go get a flu vaccine after?
What you think?
I don't think I would.
Because what, you're immune to it? In normal circumstances.
Because the flu, and COVID is, I mean, it's a virus too, but the flu is a different strain, you know, every year. But I'm not saying what this right or wrong. I'm just saying in normal circumstances, if I had the flu, I don't think that I would go back and get the shot afterwards. Now, for me, I've always worked in healthcare, so I generally always get the flu shot. And I'm not, even with the flu shot, I'm not like I don't care. If I have to get it for work, then I'll get it. If I'm not working in healthcare that year, I usually just don't get it. Mm-hmm. Don't get the shot. But I was just thinking, I'm like,
I have two friends that are nurses, and mm-hmm. they've already been, they're in their second shot.
Yeah.
And they seem pretty normal to me.
Yeah. I know a couple of coworkers that got it, and they seemingly, it was consistent that second shot was the one that kind of made them feel like several people called out after they got their second shot, 'cause they didn't feel good. But yeah, I'll probably get it. I'm just not as in a rush probably as I would have been beforehand.
I need to read a lot more on.
Yeah, I haven't done
like your research.
My research either. So I always want to do my part and making sure that I'm looking, because I saw some conversations about, well, even my thing was maybe waiting a little bit longer because there are some more strains coming out. Yeah. So let's make a vaccine that kind of covers more than just that kind of first
that
one.
That first one.
So that, because if I get the vaccine and I got to go get another one in, in 2 months or whatever, but I'm pretty sure I will get it eventually. Like, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. And I probably could now, like I said, well, after having it, they would want you to wait for a little bit after you've had it.
To take it again?
To get the vaccine. Oh. So I remember when I first got the email about signing up to get the vaccine, they asked you, I don't remember the exact number because I didn't need to remember at the time, but they did ask, have you had COVID in the last something? And I don't know if it was 14 days, which if that's the case, I would be in the clear, or if it was like 60 days. I can't remember, but there was some kind of a, if you've had it recently, wait a little bit of time. So either way, I probably might still be in that window of waiting to get it, but I probably will.
Girl, well, if you get it, let me know. I want to see how you act.
Yeah, I mean, I will. I don't think I know anyone outside of coworkers that has gotten it though, actually.
No, I've only heard anyone that's in the medical field that's gotten it. I haven't ran into anyone that's I went and got the vaccine.
And I'm in healthcare, but I don't work directly with patients. Mm-hmm. So initially I thought I was not going to be in the front of the line to get it as opposed to the nurses and stuff like that. But at this point, I think all the employees of the hospital system were able to get it. It's 60,000 employees. So
that's a lot.
I probably will very soon. I'll keep you updated on whether or not I do.
Because I'm right after you.
And I don't even know how it's been done. You go to the doctor's office. I haven't even looked that far into it. I know they're doing mass.
Yeah.
Vaccine things. Cause I got an email from work that they were looking for people to help. They were doing a mass, vaccine event or something like that. So we'll see.
Well, if you gotten a vaccine shot,
you'll be the first to know.
Let us know because we sure don't have any much research. We haven't done much research on it.
Yeah. I'll do some looking up some stuff first and take it from there. But I will be utilizing some of Miss Ashley's healthy coping,
so great
coping skills. Like I said, I think I've done much better with kind of getting through that rough patch. But you never know, it could come back. So I'll be utilizing some of her skills. I might try to pick up that knitting again.
I will come to find out that you started a new podcast now. So you got something else to do.
I got them things to focus on. Mm. But them outfits were cute. I kind of do want to make
You gotta show me those.
Cause I gotta find it, but I know I screenshotted one of them, but they were making whole two-piece, not even just outfits.
Yeah.
But they were all knitted. And I was like, then this is what I do though. I see one thing and now boom, I want to be making outfits. Girl, how about you learn how to just do the loops before you
start getting
to make
good
outfits?
Because then I'm gonna make you make all my outfits. I need help finding the right jeans.
I just be doing stuff, but anyway. But until the next time,
yes,
we will see you guys later.
Thank you for tuning in.
Check out Miss Ashley's information on how to contact her if you need her, because I probably will be myself
for sure. I mean, I know I laugh a lot, that's my coping mechanism, but that's this is serious. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
So hopefully in 2021 things would die down more and we get back to not our old life, but something new.
Yeah.
That allows us to feel like we're back in the days.
Yeah. Whatever the new normal is, I'm ready for it.
There you go.
All right. See you guys.
Peace.